And hello, I believe we are live. Can you hear me now? It says you should be able to. How's everybody doing out there? Let people trickle in a little bit. Hey, Raymond. Hey there, Sam. Appreciate the support, guys, very much. Let me pull up on my phone here and make sure this is coming in before I get all crazy. All right, tremendous. That's good. Thank you, sir. Let's give it a minute or two for people to stream in. Apologize for, yep, okay. Apologize for having to do it this way. Hey, Sam. Hey, Hamlin. Hey, you know, hey, I apologize for this. The if you didn't see my post, my community post, the stupid CapCut, the editing software CapCut is apparently part of the whole TikTok ban thing. So I lost my editing software, including all of my partially done projects and everything else, and I had no idea that was happening until last night at like 2 a.m. and I was a little miffed. So I'm still going to work on that stuff, but like I'm flying out of town here in a few hours to do a podcast. I can't tell you where, but it you'll know soon. So yeah, I've got like I'm running like a chicken with my head cut off. So, but I'm not gonna not talk to y'all on Sunday. It's freaking Sunday, right? So here we are. All right, Rob, Kimberly, I appreciate so much all you guys. Let's scroll through here and look real quick. Rubate, Grumpy, yep. All right, I think I've said hi to most of the hello, no borders. All right, so Leafy, a little while ago, thanks for understanding. I appreciate it. Now, a while ago, heck, it was quite a while ago, actually. It was close to a year. Yeah, it was a year or so ago. I uploaded a video, 10 times archaeology harmed indigenous people in 2023. Hey. And the whole point basically was to show the it was basically, and I even said it point blank to a few archaeologists on Twitter, was the whole point of this is to hold up a mirror to archaeology. When they say you guys are all being so horrible and you represent racism and all this kind of crap, I wanted to show them how, well, basically, when they say that, they're saying about they're you know, this is people that have some spicy words to say and stuff, and they're doing they have actual very real effects. And I privated this video. The whole reason I privated this video after uploading it was because I did actually intend to leave it up. The whole point was to show them. It's like we'll see when I start it. I don't want to make it. It's the kind of thing. It's outside. I really don't want to talk about that kind of crap. It's like it's their problem, right? It's archaeology and Indigenous Americans are the ones having that issue, and it's an in-house problem that they are slowly getting better at. So I don't really feel like it's my place to come in there and be like, "Bruh," but they hammer at us with all these accusations, like you guys, regular viewers of the channel, are well aware. So I figured I'd show them exactly what it feels like to to be completely just bullshitly maligned for no good reason. So anyway, video editing free, no DaVinci Resolve. No, I appreciate that, Robbie. A lot of people are telling me that. The problem is, for one, I've got hours of work in the projects that I can't access, you know, stuff that's half edited and shit. So, it doesn't matter what software I open up, I can't access the work that I did. So that right off the bat kind of sucks ass, right? On top of that, I know how to use CapCut. I don't know how to use DaVinci yet. No, I'm sure it's probably close to the same, but it's not the same. It's not the buttons won't be in the right place. For what I understand, No Borders, a VPN ain't gonna let the CapCuts uses your IP to verify like pro status and stuff, so you can't get into your thing with a VPN. And I don't know. I'm having trouble. I'm not able to get anywhere with a damn thing. So anyway, yes, it should be back, Sam. You're right, but it's not. Like when I saw TikTok was back, I was excited, but I open it and it just gives me the same kind of message. Anyway, drama, 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 drama. On with the rest of the album. What we've got here is this here amazing video. Let's see if let's share the damn thing, add to the stage, and press this here button, this other
In May
button.
of 2023, construction began on a lithium mine at Thacker Pass. This site was deemed sacred by the Reno Sparks Indian colony, who claimed
Are you
to
guys
sit
able to
with the
hear this?
Nevada tribes in general. The Far Western Anthropological Research Group Incorporated did the government-required Cultural Resource Management, CRM, archaeology at the site in 2022, despite protests from the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. In June of 2023, the second court battle was lost by the tribes and work on the mine.
Thank you for telling me there's an echo. I don't understand why it's supposed to be sharing the screen and the audio, but come on, damn it. No, it's not going to do the job. Thank you. I don't understand why it's not piping the sound through the software instead of sending it through. Let's see if I mute it, if that helps. It's probably, you just won't be able to hear it, but let's see now. Sorry, I was...
I don't want to make this video.
Can you hear it now?
When you hear that, you get some YouTubers about to cry and spew a bunch of drama at you, but I'm dead serious, man. I love archaeology.
How about
I
now?
I love it. I love the artifacts. I love stratification. I love dendrochronology. I love putting the pieces...
Is it working better now? Is that correct?
The hard data, and then you can sit down in an armchair and then, like, speculate and imagine...
All right.
It's a thing of beauty.
Let me start this over really quick. I'm very sorry. Thanks for bearing with me, guys.
Mine at Backer Pass. This site was deemed sacred by the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, who claim it is sacred to the Nevada tribes in general. The Far Western Anthropological Research Group Incorporated did the government-required Cultural Resource Management, CRM, archaeology at the site in 2022. Despite protests from the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. In June of 2023, a second court battle was lost by the tribes, and work on the mine continues to this day. I don't want to make this video. And normally when you hear that, you get some YouTubers about to cry and spew a bunch of drama at you, but I'm dead serious, man. I love archaeology.
I can't turn it up any louder from here.
I love putting the pieces of the past together and, like, having the hard data, and then you can sit down in an armchair and then, like, speculate and imagine. It's a thing of beauty, and I absolutely love archaeology. But we have a real problem with archaeology today. We have some archaeologists that like to spread a false narrative, basically that Atlantis hunting is harmful to indigenous people. And the way that they get about it is first...
It's not supposed to be.
...together in one camp, and then they say, well, you know, the idea that those indigenous people needed help from an outside source like Atlantis is insulting to them. They couldn't build this on their own. That's just insulting.
Sorry, I can't. I set all this shit up to begin with before I started, but it doesn't do me a whole fucking lot of good. Doesn't do me a whole lot of good. Here, let's try this. If this doesn't work, I'll just have to kill a small animal or something to sacrifice it to a god.
Insulting. That's just demeaning. That's just
mean. No, is this working? I just muted shit on my end, but so I can't hear a damn
archaeology
thing.
Does real damage, like I just showed you with that CRM work, the Thacker Pass, and there's 9 more instances.
Sorry,
like that in this
so
video.
Far by myself. So
hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to the
Is this working now?
Okay. In October of 2023, the Tonawanda Seneca Nation in New York State sued the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife for approving a pipeline through the Iroquois National Wildlife Refuge to fuel a new industrial park. The drilling created spills that damaged local wildlife over a large area. The Tonawanda Seneca Nation claims the approval was illegal, citing several federal and state statutes. The CRM archaeology at the site was done in 2022 by Hartgen Archaeological Associates Incorporated. Archaeology has a long history of damaging indigenous people. The very origins of it are in antiquities theft, looting, and selling. If you know, like, somebody who's an expert dealer on the internet, right? Like, they know what comic book variations there are, or what baseball cards or whatever, right? Everybody knows somebody like that in this day and age. That's what these guys were.
Well, that's the first thing. Awesome. I'm glad that everybody's able to hear this really quick. Yeah, thanks, dude. I don't know what the fuck it's doing, Sam. It's piping the audio through my goddamn speakers. I had to mute the whole fucking computer for it to send it through there. So I'm just not going to talk about it so I don't start bashing the fucking thing with my mic. But here really quickly for a second here. Just remove that for a moment. The first thing I wanted to talk about, yeah, socially acceptable grave robbing. Yeah, that was a while ago, Russ. It's back. The socially acceptable grave robbing thing. Well, that's the first thing to pay attention to. Like I said, there's an archaeology really is its root is not a science in any way, shape, or form. Its root isn't in like trying to suss out the history of humanity, where we came from. Like chemistry is attached to alchemy, but that's still like alchemy was off on its own doing kind of goofy shit. And this is the same thing here. It's like back in the old days, archaeology was just antiquities and antiquity dealers. And they're like, I wonder which one of these vases came before that vase and who made this and who made that. Basically not a whole lot of science. It was just a way to, archive things and make sure they knew what they were collecting and where it belonged on the shelf. It was kind of ridiculous. Could the grave robber agents have used mercury to move heavy objects? I mean, possibly, but I don't. That's like to get like a whole shitload of mercury together. That's a tall order. That's probably I would imagine a lot more difficult than moving a big rock. The mummies are medicinal. Yes, let's go through and chat with you guys a little bit, y'all. Hey, Charles, how you doing, buddy? He's here to help me mispronounce names. He's been correcting me on that shit for a couple of years now. All right. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put this back on and you guys can hear it a little bit more. Mercury's hella toxic.
They were the expert antiquarians of days of old, and they started writing books about it and stuff, and slowly it became like more of a historian thing and less of an antiquities thing. But the origins are in looted artifacts. So it shouldn't surprise you at all to find out that there are thousands of artifacts around the world that are in museums, Western museums, mind you, that came from indigenous people. And they're still there. And now there's efforts to repatriate these. They're sporadic and they come and go. And you may or may not see archaeologists on social media posting about this if you comb through their threads.
Well, there are indigenous Europeans. The difference is
those.
The reason that the difference in that kind of thing is because of the lack of history for other places. Like when you go back into prehistory for Europe, you get back into like Gaul and you get back into like Picts and shit, they would consider those like a Pict would be considered an indigenous person to the English Islands or the British Isles or however you want to call it. But the indigenous term tends to not apply so much when the history is so ridiculously well known that we know how far back it goes, because then everybody came from somewhere, right? So you end up, when you know where they came from originally, you don't really call them indigenous so much. That tends to be the way it goes. Oh, and all right, so we're still talking about mercury down here, huh? Yeah, mercury is found in minor amounts. Again, mercury just look up how much mercury costs to buy stuff. I can just do that right here, couldn't I? It's a very difficult thing to isolate, from what I understand. You're not just going to, what's a pound of mercury worth? £1 total price of $153. So a pound of mercury is $153. I suppose that's not a big fortune, but that's not exactly a tiny amount of money. And it is, Danceception. Are we going to do some dancing? I'm sure the ancients would use mercury. I mean, the it would definitely be. Yeah, they had rivers of mercury in places and stuff. Small rivers. And when you say a river of mercury, but it's not a river. But they had it was used in the ancient world and shit. But it's not. It's the kind of thing that I don't see them using it as a means of lifting things and whatnot. Now I could be wrong, but it's yeah, that is cheaper than I expected too, to be honest with you, Raymond. But it is difficult to work with. I mean, it does kill people and shit. And it's I'm not opposed to any idea that, you know, that could be applied to moving big rocks or whatever. But the mercury one is it's like them using vacuums and stuff. If you've seen the videos where they use vacuums to pull rocks up, and they use like water pressure basically. And that's a cool idea, but I just don't see it working on that scale. When you start talking 20-ton brakes and shit, that's not an easy thing to take care of. They put it in a drinking water. Yeah, it's good for you. It's good for your hats. Preservation agent for paper documents. That is correct, Lord Anubis. It can be. Mercury is very cheap. Technical feat it takes to make and what it will be used for. Mercury it's fascinated the ancients for a long time. So it is something that I'm certain that, you know, that they would have gone out of their way to play with frequently. But sorry, I'm scrolling back and looking at the chat. You guys seem interested in other things besides bad mouth and archaeology, which I'm completely fine with. It's a freaking Sunday night, and I've got a plane to catch in about 15 minutes. That's not really accurate. It's more like 9 hours, but shit. Hey, Adrian, you're all right. As long as you're not pregnant late, you're fine. Ha ha, dad joke.
Okay.
Sure, I'm really an atheist and not an agnostic? Yeah, I'd say so. I find evidence against intelligence in the going ons of the universe. I see evidence that says that there is nothing. This is just random. A lot of these things are just random, I should say. It get pretty hairy with it, but you know, the little problem of evil kind of thing and stuff is a real basic place to start with, where it's just like, dude, you know, I mean. I know you're basically just to say, well, God's a nice guy, because you get into special pleading and shit. Where am I going? I don't know. Where are we going? We're just babbling all kinds of stuff at this pal. We will never know unless we're here. Real answers will come when we understand why these places were made. I think some of that is accurate. The Church of Spaghetti Monster was so eager for you to be one of their members. Yeah, I remember when that was a new meme and everybody was just like crazy. Well, energy is an interesting thing, Russ, but that doesn't, like, there's a difference between energy and a higher power, you know, energy and a, like, intelligent being. That's a big difference between, like, electricity animating a light or powering up a light bulb and electricity that's, driving a robot that has AI. Those two things are extremely different, I would say. It's an off-the-cuff metaphor. Oh, the space is too fast to buy anymore. Yeah, space mining isn't really going to work so well, at least not close by. You could do it with asteroids and shit, but they're going to have to be on their way here or have some pretty sweet stuff on them, I would imagine. I should probably look that up first. I might be a little wrong, like I was with the Mercury. Never can tell. After basic needs are met, most of your life is random. That's what I tell myself too, Raymond, if I talk to myself. Usually, if I'm going to take the time to like do something with myself, it ain't talk. But it's okay, Count Trouble. You can laugh at it all you want, but it's like, I mean, the idea that, let's put it this way, if there is an intelligent being that's like got some like ultimate control over the universe, I'm not interested in knowing that person any more than I would be interested in knowing P. Diddy, right? It's like you could stop a whole lot of nasty shit going down, and then it's like, and they get into all these philosophical arguments that become like, it ultimately, if there was a creator like with intelligence behind it, he's not a very nice guy. And at that point, I'm not going to fuck. Okay. Water locks rather than vacuums. Yeah, some of that stuff's pretty interesting to think about. Oh, thanks, Raymond. Yeah, 90K is pretty sweet. I understand that, Lord Standard. There's nothing wrong with being agnostic. There's nothing wrong at all with being agnostic. I there's nothing wrong with being religious even. I don't have a problem with that. The problem that I have, when I have the same problem with atheists, Christians, New Agers, and fucking anybody in between, is when their certainty is so much that they talk about it. Like, I get the comments all the time in my videos, right? Where it's like, they come and they say, no, that's not what this is from. This came from X. It's like, dude, it's a mystery because none of us knows for sure, man. So you just coming in saying this is how it is worthless to me as far as dialogue goes. And that's where a lot of religious and spiritual thinking gets. The people are very, very cocksure of themselves. And it's like, eh. You're about to be mega famous and forget about us. Well, I won't be able to forget about you, Raymond. Now it's like I scroll through, I see you guys in the chat and stuff. How am I going to forget about you? Plus, if I wanted to, like, if I wanted to forget about you, I'd have to buy a whole lot of that marijuana stuff, and that I would need more channel members in order to do that, and people supporting me on Patreon. So it's going to take a lot. Man, I'm falling behind in what you guys are saying here. Okay, why would you need to pray for things if it's part of a plan, like when the all-knowing being? Oh, yeah, that there's all that. That stuff gets really, really hairy as far as that goes. When you look at that part of it, like free will, does it exist or not? And I mean, like, if God created you knowing you were going to do something, and if like this happened to you, that would cause you to do X down the road, and that would make you such a horrible person. It becomes all these cause and effect things. It gets really hairy, and that's where the certainty really pisses me off when people are like, with religion especially, because it can get ugly. I mean, history is showing it can get really fucking ugly. And ultimately, nobody knows. Now, I don't want to be all insulting and be like, oh, it's your invisible friend, blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean, people's beliefs are, it's not like somebody just cooked this up yesterday. It's not like somebody was just like, hey, you know what, man, I think I'm going to make up God. So it's not like this is something that you just make fun of somebody. They're off on their own with some crazy shit. But if they get too certain with it, if they're just like, this is how it is 100%, it's like, that's great for you, but you fucking start trying to push that on other people, man. History has shown that ain't cool, man. That just don't work out good. Worship the sun, our plasma god. Can we know the pie? Which pie are we talking about here, Robert? My thoughts on the UFO phenomenon, it's pretty interesting. I think I'm skeptical of them being aliens, but I'm not opposed to the idea as far as that one goes. The odds are a little bit against it, I would think, but better chance of it coming, of this, the craft coming from Earth than coming from outside of Earth. But the people who have been reporting this stuff, when you've got, 10 years ago almost, when the pilots were like, man, we've seen these things and this is a big deal. This doesn't make sense. Our instrumentation is catching something that I've never seen before. And then you get all the skeptics that are trying to debunk it. And guys that had to Google the name of the damn radar system, let alone they've never sat in the cockpit of one of these things. So the conversation is really funny as far as that goes, to me. It's very, very much like you just got people that have some actual experience, the people that have no experience, and the people with some experience are like, I don't really know what the fuck's going on. The people with some experience or no experience tend to be very cocksure, like I was saying a minute ago. It's just kind of funny. But I'm loving the fact that we're getting more information about it right now, and that it's coming from a very official source, even if it all pans out to be nothing but smoke and mirrors so that the government could play with flying saucers in our own backyard. At least we're finally like crawling towards answers. Now, I haven't had time to look into anything today because I had like a video to upload that I couldn't upload. And this whole weekend has been a big mess, to be honest with you. Like there was so many things that got between me and getting what I needed to get done that I probably look super tired because I slept like 4 hours last night. And that's, yeah. Anyway, on to the next question or the next thing to talk about here. Can we know the pie? Oh boy, I'm falling way behind here. How do you explain knowing the moment someone dies 1500 miles away? Well, that one, we don't see that happening all the time, right? Some people experience that kind of thing, but that's the kind of thing where, like, if you had 500 people and they all, like, just look at it like this. All the people on the planet have dreams of somebody that they die, or somebody they know dying at some point in their life, right? So odds are, one person will wake up and that dream will correspond to someone dying. And say I had a dream that my cousin died and I woke up and my uncle on the other side of the family died. I'm still going to connect those. Right. And so you can't, it's like, I'm not saying that these things aren't, I'm not saying these types of phenomena can't happen. What I'm saying is that we need to plot our way. We need to painstakingly go through the more realistic answers and stuff on these kinds of things before we can start digging into the mysteries. Because if we don't go through the mundane, we're going to be missing the right answer a lot of the time. That's just in my opinion. I don't think that's, that's one that I would fight on. I would argue, be willing to argue that one pretty hard. If we don't go through this, the mundane first. We can't get to the fantastical and be like sensible about it. I was awake. Yeah. Out of billions, there will be a few that are right. Exactly, Christopher. Best use the KISS approach. Keep it simple, stupid. Exactly. Synchronicities. Uh-huh. There you go. Look at you. Stephen Alan Greer is such a grifter. Him and Bob Lazar once. You look at them. Yeah. I don't know about all that. I've watched Bob Lazar a little bit. I haven't watched a whole lot of Stephen Alan Greer. The alien stuff is interesting to me, but it's not nearly as interesting as the pyramids and stuff. And I do a lot of research, despite what some archaeologists that aren't my best friends will tell you. I do a lot of research when I do my research, so I end up just digging into this stuff a lot. And it looks like we didn't even talk about that video, but that's all right. I'm not worried about that at all. We are basically the Internet Explorer stage of evolution. Yeah, you know, evolution's an interesting thing. It's one of the reasons, but just one of the reasons that I honestly think about humanity or think about aliens with a skeptical thing is look at where we are right now. Like, we're on the cusp of looking at getting the tech and the ability to travel out potentially among the stars, or at least a lot further away than 50 years ago we even thought would ever be possible until we crack some serious shit. Well, and also look on the flip side of that with where we are with our tech, that same tech, you know, you fucking the ICBMs, the missile, the technology that allows for intercontinental ballistic missiles is the same tech that they fly to the fucking moon with. So that's kind of like, you end up at this bottleneck, at this crossroads, where it's like, you either, does your species blow itself up or does it not? And I don't think, I would guarantee you that nuclear weaponry is not the only hurdle like that. So that is one of the reasons I get pretty skeptic, is because, man, look at where we are, man. It's very easy for us to destroy ourselves before we do anything that really cool. My thoughts on telepathy. Hi, Rebel Raider. Glad you made it. Thanks, man. I appreciate the support. Somebody asked about telepathy, if I remember right, just a second before I started yabbering here. I'm a YouTuber. That's what we do, is we babble. Psychedelics might be the closest portal, so to speak, into another reality that seems twisted at times, but unbelievably real. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. That's that is something that I would say that, you know, if you don't know for sure if it's true or not, but it's like I like to frequently point out about the end of the movie or the book Contact, where it's like, that's not a scientific experience. It's just a personal one. And that is definitely where psychedelics and stuff are. And so, you know, they can be dismissed as part of reality from a scientific perspective from a lot of people. And you can't really, in my opinion, you can't begrudge them for that, because they're trying to deal with hard data. But as part of like the human experience on a psychological level and stuff, you really can't ignore that stuff, in my opinion, and get a fair take or an honest take in reality. And I'm not saying you need to do psychedelics. I'm talking about the effect that they seem to have on humans. There's numerous goofy reports that seem to defy explanation. And I'm not talking about like psychic abilities and magic and stuff. I'm just talking about like little weird things that people seem to consistently have, like the same, like Terrence McKenna likes to talk about the fucking machine elves that people are supposed to experience, right? When they're very consistent like that, it does make you, there's more, potentially more there than just a hallucination. But I've never taken DMT, and I've really got no desire to. My hallucinogen taking days are long, long, long. There was zero gray in my beard back in those days. We're just babbling and babbling today, ain't we, Dan? What we got? That don't work when we know how much time it takes, and they had to evolve to the level of space radio. Yeah, I already babbled about that. Volcano can do it fast with just, what am I drinking? That's iced tea, actually. It's the Arizona Southern Sweet Tea from the big old jugs. Same stuff I drank in my video where I pretend to be Milo Rossi for the few minutes at the beginning. Dan, what do you think about the Mahabharata, from India, when they say nations went toward dropping stars on each other? Oh, that shit's all pretty interesting, but it gets like, that just, you know, you can't say for sure whether something that like that happened or not, obviously, right? But it's really interesting that they have those kinds of tales. The stuff from India is some of my favorite stuff to almost guilty pleasure to read the stuff, because it just gets so out there, and so much of it is like one of my favorites is the story, and I forget the spot and whatnot, but where it talks about all these like winged monkey people, if I remember right, that lived on the islands like around Java and Australia and Indonesia and all that shit. It's a goofy story, man. It's silly, but it's fucking cool to me. It's just interesting that they have so many little weird tales all around there. But ultimately, those things kind of need some verification. Again, when you start talking about things like them dropping stars on each other, it's like you kind of would need to find evidence of some of that stuff. And I know that some people are going to talk about some of these apparently melted stones, but the vast majority of those, there's like two places, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but it's in my research that I'm working on. I've always got a handful of irons in the fire. There's like a couple of places I've seen so far where it looks like the stones actually were burnt by something. But even these don't look like it was by a weapon. But the vast majority of those are like, stairs that have been walked on a whole shitload of times. So they eventually look like they melted. This isn't an unknown phenomenon. Okay, no, maybe meteorites. Yes, that could very well be what it is. Doing tea trip now and again. It's more than my mind, nothing spiritual. That's quite possible, Eternal. It is quite possible. It's hard to say on those things, to be honest with you. Marty says that a lot of devils and things in religions are actually comet references, and that is well possible. I'm sure that sometimes that is definitely the case. New YouTube channel mentioned by Joe Rogan has the telepathy tapes. Freaking crazy autistic kids having the ability to read mom's mind. Interesting. Tested by a psychiatrist. I'll just check that out. The weird question is how in this life we're humans, and next we could be a baby gazelle being eaten by lions. That's right. Or we could respond in better skins too, right? You could have the Fortnite skin, or you could have a Fall Guy skin. My son would be throwing rocks at me if he was hurt right now. Oh, flying monkey people! Yes, there was flying. If I remember right, I haven't read these things in quite a long time. How do we get Dan out of the phone? I just don't have the power. Oh goddamn. We were Kangs, flying Kangs. I don't know about all that, man. I don't know if that's what they were on about with that. But the Duncan, perhaps you were thinking of Mahari Dara. I might be. I'm bad with pronunciations, and a lot of these things, like I would read the, like somebody would talk about the excerpt on YouTube years ago, and I'd watch it, and then I would just Google to make sure that the thing actually existed and basically had somewhat of what they were saying, because I'm not trying to go hog wild crazy and all that shit, right? Unless I'm like digging into it and actually able to take the time to go hog wild crazy into it. I don't speak India or Sanskrit or whatever the fuck they speak over the Hindi. I don't read that. And it's just like with the Anunnaki stuff, man. It's like when they tell you, oh, this says that there's aliens and spaceships and shit. It's like, dude, I kind of need to read that and know how to read that language, because this is way too spicy. And of course the experts are going to disagree with that, but the Zachariah Sitchins are not. So it's like so many things in this arena, I end up not really trusting anyone but myself in a situation like that where I can't read the language. I just kind of end up being like, I don't know, it's gonna be a while before I have a good answer. Thank you for coming around. Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm not sure what you mean by coming around, but maybe it's that Green Day song. That could be it. But at any rate, I love you too. That's one thing, since I'm just yabbering at you guys, I really do appreciate so many of y'all's support, the comments, the real support, and the like psychic support, if you want to call it that, your telepathic love for me. Seriously, it is very nice being able to sit down, and even on a day like this where I'm just like pulling my hair out, it's been a rough couple of days. Like I said, this is just tremendous. Love you guys. And thank you, Eternal Padawan. I very much appreciate you becoming a new member. You're the worst at pronouncing things because you're convinced you're bad at it, Dan. I don't know, man. Your name is what? Gost. Yeah, that's what I do after I take a hit of the old reverse. Sorry. No, it's certain languages I can handle. It's certain ones that I can't, and that's really what it comes down to. Like Japanese and Korean, I can pronounce fairly decent, but other ones not so well. Mm-hmm. Being famous now, you asshole. LOL. Yeah, I'm so famous, man. Just, is that my son? Draco42, you know, my little shitball. MartyDum66, thank you. I appreciate it. Seriously. Black Who's got the best YMCA. I very much appreciate your content. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Is there any way we could have me and Illegitimate Scotter have a dance contest? Dude, I just got a steroid shot in my knee like a month ago. You'll fucking kill me. Like, I will lose that by a country mile. Well, Sam will be destroying me. That is absolutely Max Headroom, Mong. Max Headroom is one of the coolest things in the world. Hi, Flint. Make sure you're watching. Yeah, I don't know if he watches me or not. I know that he does sometimes, but he might not be here in the live stream. If he is, he's definitely looking for some misogynist or something comment. So everybody, 1, 2, 3, say something terrible. I'm kidding. But just for Flint. How do we know the ceramic assemblages from the Tel Eswat sites compared to those found at Crocker and Crocker, and what do they indicate about the trade networks in the broad vaunt? Well, fuck. I'm going to do some research there, homie. I'm not ready for this. Sorry. I'll be your pronunciation consultant. Thanks. Charles, not Xavier, has helped with that, too. Hey, Homefront, nice to see you. It's good to see you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks. I have not yet heard anybody suggest a gigantic tsunami causing the cataclysm. The Sahara is right on top of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. What if the crust dropped to the Indonesian tsunami? You should check out what Bright Insight said about some of that stuff, Michelle. Jimmy's gone into that stuff in detail quite a bit, actually. I'll never trust archaeologists again. I wouldn't take it that far, Shermanator, but when it comes to specific things, like really when it comes down, it's really easy if you think about it. When they start, they quit fucking talking like scientists and they start telling you how it is, like the religious stuff I was saying a minute ago, right? I had no problem with opinions and whatnot. When you start telling, we know how it is, that's, scientists don't fucking say that shit, man. And one of the oldest problems that archaeology has had is this consistent thing with them being dogmatic about something they believe in, with the Clovis thing and fucking before that with a Folsom thing. And right now, you've got, like, they just recently discovered that there certainly is a connection. They proved that there's a connection between South America, Asia, and Easter Island. And that's something that Thor Heyerdahl posited like 70 years ago, and it was fought tooth and nail. Of the video I'm working on now for our channel members and Patreon supporters, you've already seen the source for a lot of that information was a Spanish video I had translated. And so that's available for the Patreon supporters and channel members have access to a 30-minute video in Spanish that's translated so you've got subtitles. But it's all about tunnels that were found in Cusco underneath, like, connecting all kinds of places, man. Sacsayhuamán, the freaking big temples and shit like that. And these were talked about for, you know, centuries, but were horribly, 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 like, criticized. Oh, this is just mythology. This is just fake. And then we find the damn things. And it's a constant issue. And guys like Flint are very... He, you can see it. He's plain as day. You can see it on him. The way that he operates is very much in line with that. I can prove for a fact there is no metallurgy in the Ice Age. We know for a fact. It's like, dude, that's fucking not science, man. As soon as you start doing that shit, you're saying that you're going to have a vested interest in it. You can't not know. You can't be wrong. It's like that's at that point, man, you're just another religious person telling me how the fucking reality is, and I got no use for you. Sorry for the rant, but I mean, I guess that's why you're here, is to listen to me rant, right? I'm convinced that defenders are all just students working for the Twitter comments for extra credit. No, I think a lot of them are wannabe archaeologists that want to be, or like wannabe popular archaeologists that think, you know, he was their champion and he went into the fray, so they love him for that, right? An actual live event. Hey, Ian, glad you could catch me this time. Hope that you've been having a good time there with your munchkin. Raymond, hi, Mike's work. I don't know about all that. Why Flint's nose looks so red and swollen? Is he a Coke guy? I don't think he's a Coke guy. He says he's got skin issues. I don't really know. I mean, I don't really care as far as that goes. I mean, people pick on you for that stuff, and that's fine. I'm going to get picked on for my appearance, too. It's fine. But what I will pick on the guy about is just sitting here talking, like right now. Flint lied about me. I'll give you a perfect example of how the difference in the way it would make me laugh at the guy. Flint lied about me when he said that I said that he had handled indigenous bones for sure and blah, 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 knowingly broke the law. And so he lied. He misrepresented the way that I went about that. And that shit makes me laugh in all honesty because it's like, it's the fucking internet, man. The receipts are just right there. Just take like, why would you make a lie that takes somebody like 25 seconds to fucking uncover? It doesn't make any sense to me. So to me, it's hilarious. But when Flint talks about me saying that stuff, he gets so fucking angry that his nose does turn red along with the rest of his face. Spittle flies out of his mouth and he gets up in the fucking camera. Oh my God. And it's like, dude, wow. This fucking, we're tapping about fucking big rocks on the internet there, homie. Calm the fuck down. So that really makes me laugh. He gets so upset about this shit. Maybe weed's not legal over where he's at. I don't know. Maybe he needs to smoke a little bit. Alchemy, Land of Chem. Yes, Jeff likes to talk about alchemy on there. I did have a live stream with Jeff not too terribly long ago, Kimberly, about a month and a half ago, right back when I got back from Joe Rogan, actually. Did you hear about the metal thing they found in the Reichstadt structure canal? I heard about that, but I didn't see any documentation or anything on it. And that's the kind of thing that I always will. I know I hate to be that guy, but I am without, you know, I can tell you that I've got all kinds of stuff. And I'm not trying to pick at you. I'm not picking at you. I'm just saying that's what's frustrating to me. They tell me something cool. It's tantalizing. I'm interested. And then I don't see anything after that. And it's, I get frustrated because I want more. Sorry, Steve D. Martin. I did not see that you had done this yet. I'm going to freaking put you all up there on the screen and everything. I heard a quote decades ago that made a ton of sense. If God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him, Voltaire. That is, I've heard that quote myself, and I can't actually argue with that. A lot of people are, the whole phenomenon, what's the stupid thing when you see a face in the clouds, right? You know the word that I'm thinking of. When that happens, like you see a face, you see agency where agency doesn't exist. You see a face where a face doesn't actually exist. This is really, really common, and it protects humans. I mean, you know, if you're sitting around the campfire at night and you hear a crunch in the woods and you think it's nothing, you might get eaten. But if you think it's a big cat, even if it is nothing, you're more likely to survive the evening. So we end up finding agency, pareidolia, there's the word. We end up finding agency in all these things that we don't. So like in those regards in and of itself, just looking for how things came to be, I think we almost certainly would come up with God. That's just the human brain would go there. I've heard the Greeks used to have a tunnel for suicide and Turkey National Gas was in it, and I believe it was flooded, but it's still around, just submerged and still dangerous. All right, man. That is possible. We'll send fucking Logan Paul in his little Toy Story 3 hat to find out for us. Yep, Troy was a myth, and they found it, but it is true. This is one thing that's worth clarifying. There was most of the archaeologists or antiquarians back in those days did actually believe that Troy was a thing, but there was a very vocal skeptic, and he did create a loudmouth crew of people that did believe Troy wasn't a thing. But Troy, people did believe that it existed. It wasn't like there was one guy versus all the archaeologists or whatever. It was actually kind of the other way around. It's like all the archaeologists, the antiquarians were like, yeah, it probably exists out there somewhere, but we're not exactly sure where. And this handful of people were very much against it because of one loudmouth. I forget his name, but Hey, from Sequim, love your show and would love to meet up someday. Hey, thanks, Decky69. Yeah, I would love that too. I'm not sure exactly where Sequim is here, but the name's familiar. That sounds like a coastal name. You're over by Seattle, ain't you? I wouldn't mind meeting up one of these days. I like to go and hit that side of the state every now and again. Hey, Purple Haze. Yep, his fourth birthday party today. Awesome, Ian. Let's go to Washington. Woohoo. Or let's go Washington. Yeah. Deducting, what alternative hypothesis do you think is the most comprehensive for explaining the original purpose of the pyramids in Egypt? Fuck. That is a hairy one, man. I am way behind on the fucking chats too. That's a hairy one. I'm sorry. I don't think I can answer that in one sitting. There's a lot of different ideas, man. And so many of them are interesting. I personally think that they are definitely attached to the funerary process. I honestly think a lot of it has to do with just memory. Like, you know, we will always sing your stories around the campfire. You'll always say the name of whatever Pharaoh, Khufu in this case, right? And we still talk about him, you know, thousands of years later because of those big rocks. So I think that's maybe, I personally think that's part of the thing, was to do exactly what we're doing now. The squid says, I could be wrong, but it seems that history is a giant game of telephone, even with the written records. So any archaeologist that claims they're 100% right and act like asking questions of seriously can't be trusted. Oh, fuck it. I would completely agree with that. I would turn that up to 11, even though you're hitting that right on the head. That's exactly it. We don't know for sure. I mean, I give you a great example. If you look at World War II records, and when the Japanese started to get the shit kicked out of them, they couldn't report the losses that they were experiencing. So if you read the Japanese records of different battles in the ocean, mostly air battles, the numbers of fighters that they lost were drastically different from the numbers of fighters that they lost in real life, because they couldn't report to their higher hires that they lost the kind of numbers they did. And these things go back and forth every which direction. I mean, you know, had the Germans won World War II, the story of the Holocaust would be drastically different than what we're told. And please do not blast my stream, my chat with a bunch of insanity on this. It's going to make me regret bringing up the Holocaust, because I know a lot of people have feelings on that, but I don't want my channel demonetized. Thank you. Okay. Esoterica is a good channel. I agree with that, Marty. Just to make sure I'm not missing any super chats. See, I'm missing them. All right, gifted $5. Oh, hey, Eternal, thank you so much. Gifted 5 Dunky memberships. That's awesome. And Decky says, the Reichshat structure's metal post was found in what looks like a man-made canal that leads to the Reichshat. Yeah, I've heard this, but I just want the evidence, man. It's why they tell them not to pick up arrowheads and shit, right? It's like if you kind of need that stuff to be documented, because especially with something like this, it's like everybody that's involved in that almost everybody has a preconceived notion, therefore a vested interest. Okay, like for myself, just for example, Dan the YouTuber. So I was like, you know what, man, I'm going to go investigate the Red Shack. It would behoove me to find a piece of metal when I was there, right? So it makes it, and I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just saying it's hard to trust these things. And because of the way that everybody's so emotional and they have a personal dog in the fight, it's like that I need more than just a guy picked it up. And I'm not, again, I'm not trying to be a dick about it. It's just, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I just, in order to really treat it as factual, I need more evidence, and that's I need more documentation. That's really what it comes down to. Have I seen Bob Greiner's Cosmic Summit talk? It's a doozy. No, I have not yet, but Bob Greiner, sorry, I have not yet, but it is on my list. I just so god awful busy lately. Second was pretty close to me. It's only a day creek. Yeah, okay. A Heinrich Schliemann discovered. The Troian didn't have an archaeology degree. Same with Flinders Petrie. Yep. Didn't have a college degree. That's correct. Looking forward to seeing you in New York City. Make a visit to Egypt next month. Oh, Montana guy temporarily back east. Hey, Christopher. Yeah, I will be in New York City here in a couple weeks. Going to be awesome. Going to be in Florida tomorrow. Going to be awesome there too. It wasn't real anyway, says Sam. I don't trust Plato. What do we got here? Poor Dan almost stepped on the JQ landmine. I fucking step on all the landmines. Japanese surrendered to Russia in the north. Twist fat man and little boy. Yeah. The Russians jumped in after they were like, oh, we're going to kick the shit out of them. I'd like a piece of that, their land. They carved up a bunch of Asia. We'd like a piece of that too. We'll join your side. Either the Egyptian scholars pranked Plato about Atlantis or was lost in translation when Plato was told about it. Maybe. Boy, you look as high as I do right now. I did smoke a lot of weed. I won't be lying about that. I live in Washington State. It's entirely legal. And my son is not with me because he's with, because I'm fixing to get on an airplane in a few hours. And I'm fixing to get on an airplane in a few hours. And you can't fly high, or you can't fly not being high. I mean, excuse me, officer, I do not partake in those things. I'm a good little Christian lad that just makes the YouTube videos. Been able to do any dunking on Jeffrey Drone from Atlanta Cam. I find him to be the most comprehensive in six more explanations. I've had him on. He was on for a live stream about an hour and a half, I think it was. I had to go pick up my son from wrestling practice, I think it was. Anyway, we did have to cut a little short. A lot of his stuff's very interesting. Some of it I don't agree with entirely, but I just kind of let him say his thing, and then I was going to discuss at the end that I didn't exactly get to. So I didn't really get to say a lot, sadly. However, I do think a lot of his stuff is interesting. Some of it, I think, I do think that some of times he is, I think that there's less sites are doing what he thinks they're doing. Assuming that his hypothesis is accurate, I think he's attributing it to more sites than he should out the gate. I think that's one, but he's not the only person that does that sort of thing. Once you see, like you see something, a lot of people do that. So I'm not trying to criticize him. I'm just saying, just like Jimmy, just like Christopher Dunn, just like most people in this community, I don't completely agree with him, but I do have a lot of respect for him. I think he's pretty interesting. And we'd like to have him back on again one of these days. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. I envy you, Dan. It's illegal in this part of the world. I want to try it someday. Well, yes, Charles, with no Xavier, we have, there's so much dagum reefers up here in Spokane that, you can, like, there's parts of this town that's like a dispensary and then like five other businesses and then a dispensary. It's like two or three places like that, but there's a few like that. It's kind of funny. Did we find the story on a temple wall to confirm they did not prank Plato? I'm not sure entirely. There is some. Ultimately, I think the Plato thing is kind of that could kind of. I think a lot of people get fixated on that too heavily. Just like if somebody's talking about a flood and they get fixated on that there's not enough water to cover the entire earth, like Noah's flood says. It's like what? Yeah. Okay. The devil isn't. You're talking about something that old, that long ago, the details are not going to be like they are on something today, right? I mean, yeah, they talk about it, some massive big flood. They're not going to have, they say they covered the entire planet. They're not necessarily actually understanding what that would take, right? So I think a lot of these things, people get, they focus on one particular thing, like with Atlantis in this case. It's like, well, Plato talked about Atlantis. It's like a fucking lost civilization. The Egyptians seem to have believed in a lost civilization. The Greeks seem to have believed in a lost civilization. Even before Plato, again, I've mentioned this before, but Plato was making, it seems quite clear that he was making some sort of like political argument with his speaking of Atlantis. So if he's doing that, would he be bringing up some place that nobody believed in, or would he bring up something that was real? Let's put it this way. If I was sitting here, if I'm one of those people talking about the Western world is falling apart, do I bring up Rome or do I bring up Star Wars? You bring up a real metaphor, a real parallel, not some pretend one. So I'm of the opinion that the idea that they didn't believe in a lost civilization was crazy, but I'm not too fixated on the specifics of Atlantis. Like when they talk about being where it's located, all of it, in my opinion, the lost civilization part of that story and the other details could have very easily been the lost civilization. If that's an old myth, like from long before the Greek culture, whatever culture it shows up in, it's going to grab that culture's baggage and have that as part of the story. And so a lot of those details just can't be trusted, in my opinion, if you are still trusting the main story. God damn it. And I do not know what the fuck happened there. I apologize for that. That was really cool. There's a little thing on the screen now. Having issues? Well, fuck yes, I'm having issues. Anyway. make sure that that's... I think the Bering Land Bridge series just needs to go the way of Clovis first. It doesn't make sense anymore. Like Graham says, things keep getting older and the footprints in the Southwest prove it. I agree to a large point. There's one thing that I would say is a little bit different, that I would disagree with slightly, is that the Bering Land Bridge, I do think people came over on it. I just don't think it was first. And one of the things that you see is like the separation of those Clovis points and of like human DNA in the Americas. You don't see the Clovis points any further south than New Mexico. You don't see them any further west or any further east, excuse me. I think it's before the Mississippi even, but they're confined to a small region. So it's like if you have multiple migration waves from different areas, that would stand to reason that you would have, you know, some Clovis people up here coming from the Bering Land Bridge, but then other people coming from the south, presumably on boats or whatever, right? Oh. And thank you very much, by the way, Decky. I do appreciate the support. It is very helpful. Hey, Dandy Duncan, please avoid those who use the word Kang. It's a very racist reference. The Duke Raoul. Yeah, you know, I see some people that are racist that use it. I see some people that aren't. So I don't treat it like the N word, but it is something where I do kind of look at it out the corner of my eye and go, they're getting ready to say something a little crazy. You know, a lot of times from what I've seen, a lot of times it's just a joke. And then at that point, that's fine. But sometimes it does seem to be a little bit more, more spicy, and I ain't chill with that. Okay, let's pick a comment here. What we got? Michelle says, a great civilization makes perfect sense because it will be the most logical explanation for the megalithic structures that exist. Nothing else explains them adequately at all. And I can agree with that. The an old civilization, it doesn't need to be crazily powerful even, but just a civilization that predated the known civilizations or whatnot would definitely explain just how some of the shared features that we see, like the clamps and stuff like that, the nubs, the naval idols with their little hand, the statues with their hands like they're that seem to pop up at the same time as metallurgy shows up in these cultures. And that happens in a lot of different places. I've discussed that in another live stream before with Graham. I forget his last name. I'm sorry, Graham. I already said I smoked a bunch of weed, but he talked about it. He wrote a book, and it's a kick-ass book. And I'll make sure and put a link in the description for those of you who are watching or watching after the fact. Where am I headed, by the way? I am going to Florida. I don't want to say which podcast it's going to be, but it's not Oprah. I can tell you that. Lived in Rainier the day Washington legalized pot, drove over the Lewis and Clark Bridge to get gas at Safeway and blaze up. Bang. Tremendous. The only one that bugs me are the perfectly fitting rocks in South America. Yeah, that stuff is it's weird, man. There's certain enigmas like that that just, like, when you pay attention to them and you really, like, take them in, you're like, fuck, man, that's some of those things. It just becomes you get fixated on them. And that's where I honestly, as long as the researcher is honest, as long as they report data that might go against their pet hypothesis, man, if they can believe all kinds of goofy shit and really roll up their sleeves and get in there and do solid research, and they're helpful as hell. It doesn't matter if they're wrong. And let's be clear, like, anybody who's doing like research that's going to be like overturning a new paradigm or whatever, or an old paradigm, is going to be having both toes in pseudoscience and is going to be very kind of hell-bent on having their thing right. Like, take Darwin, for example. Well, Darwin goes to pen his theory of evolution, man. He gets this idea in his head, and he's making all these observations, and he's putting it all together. This was not scientific at that time. It was considered completely unscientific, right? His whole idea was considered completely unscientific. But in addition to that, he was obsessed with it. He was going crazy looking for evidence for anywhere he could. Since he was honest, we ended up with a pretty important advancement in the field of science. So that's where, even if, you know, he could have been wrong about all that stuff, but the data that he was bringing up helped. As a matter of fact, he was wrong about a lot of that stuff. But anyway, I think you see what I'm saying there. Honest researchers are extremely valuable, even if they're wrong 99.999% of the time, because they still provide solid data. LOL, oh my God. I'm not sure what's up. Florida, yes, I'm going to Florida. PBD, who's PBD? Paul, I'm not sure who PBD would be. He going on Danny Jones, Hancock, most black South Africans find black Americans hilarious, not offended by things they are. Don't worry too much, guys. Yeah, purple haze. It just depends. I mean, I ain't chill with fucking racism, all right? Like, I'll laugh at jokes and stuff. Don't get me wrong. As long as they're, like, not mean-spirited, right? Like, I'll watch Kill Tony and fucking die laughing at most of the bucket pulls. Every now and again, somebody just comes up there and he's like, I just dropped slurred. It's funny, huh? It's like, yeah, okay. Not so funny. But like when fucking Cam Patterson, if you guys know who he is, a black dude that's like, he's like fucking talks ghetto and shit, and he's funny as fuck. And him and Tony make all kinds of racially charged, sexually orientation charged jokes at each other. And if you were to hear people talking like that on the street, you'd be like, Jesus fucking Christ, these are horrible humans. But it's a fucking comedy set. So there's, you know, context matters. I guess that's really what I'm getting at here now, isn't it? I'm not really that curious about Atlantis, to be honest. I'm curious about the Anakithera mechanism. Who really made it, and did that knowledge get passed on? Yeah, now see, Charles, not Xavier. I'm interested in that one as well. It's the manufacturing process of it is a lot less intriguing to me than the planning of it. That whoever how they figured out how to plant it and stuff. Yeah, that's it's a little bit ahead of its time, you would say. An out-of-place artifact, I'll say, in order just to irritate the archaeologists that are watching. Personally believe we use plants to soften stone or similar. Yeah, that is possible, Marty. They might have softened the stones with... they do talk about that kind of stuff, if I remember right, in some of the accounts. But a lot of people are guessing all kinds of things. I'm not allowed. Out of politeness, I have found that it's just nice. When somebody says you're going on a podcast, I just don't, unless they tell me it's okay to go ahead and make a big deal about it, I just wait until after it's done to say anything. It just seems more polite that way. If something goes wrong or they're not beholden to it and stuff, right? It's like, I'm it's happening on their channel, not mine. So I feel wrong making an announcement, but let them make the announcement, because if they have to pull the plug, now it's me telling you what their channel's doing. That fucking ain't right. Green stone. Okay. What are you saying there? Well, honey, for arrowheads on my property, I found a really big green stone, but I've never seen anything like it. Oh, interesting. You should post a pic of it one of these days here, Rebel. Gen X understands the difference between humor and racism. Those newer generations went nuts with trying to be offended. Chill out, children. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, there's some of, let's, you know, a lot of the words and stuff in Gen X, like a lot of the way we would talk with each other and stuff in hindsight was pretty fucked. I mean, it's really not. You can't argue with a lot of that sometimes, but, it did swing. The pendulum never fucking stops in the middle, man. Never, ever stops in the middle. So it just went back and it went too far. And now it's kind of seems like it's getting closer to the middle now, but you know, it's just going to go right back past it. And fucking in 5 more years, a Call of Duty lobby will be as bad as it was in fucking 1998, or as a Halo lobby was in 2003 or whatever. Jesus, I'm old. All right, Stonehenge under Lake Michigan, it needs more attention. Yeah, I've looked into that one a little bit, and it's interesting. I there's so many things like I just don't have all my research done on yet, so I don't want to make the video on until I've got at least enough to do it. It's like the UFOs. What am I going to say if I was to cover the UAPs that everybody's talking about right now? Well, there's some American government stuff and some pilots, and we got some information, and nobody's verified and confirmed yet. They've talked about it, some whistleblowing, but we really need to look into it. Well, in other words, I got fuck all to say. I would just be in there going, hey, guys, come down and click some buttons and give me some dollars for me to say nothing at you. And if I was going to do that, even though TikTok, well, for a second it was dead. If I was going to do that, I could just do like this side of thing, right? And not have to fucking do any research at all. Right? So anyway, you get what I'm saying. Bullying built some of the greatest men who ever walked the earth. Well, sure, you can say that bullying built some of the greatest men that ever walked the face of the earth, but it's not the bullying that actually built them. It was like that was part of it. But yeah, there's no reason to how do you put it? We're at a point now with society. We don't exactly need to be tough like we used to be. If that makes sense. Like, we don't need to protect women like we used to. And I'm not saying we should like not protect women. I'm saying that it used to be like women were so protected that their rights were heavily curtailed so that we could make sure that we had enough babies in the next generation. And like, we don't have to do this shit no more. Like, there's nothing wrong with picking on people and joking around a little bit and stuff, but like, honestly, like bullying people and stuff like that, it's like, man, that's, you know, SA made some of the greatest people that have ever been on the planet. It's like, doesn't fucking justify it, man. It's, there's no, and I know that's, they're a little different, considerably different, but yeah. Picking on people and joking with them is one thing, but actual bullying is, in my opinion, is gone way too far, like way, way, way too far. And that kind of behavior is somebody that exhibits that kind of behavior would something a little wrong in their head. They're the kind of cops we have problems with. At one point, all archaeologists were new. That's correct. Sage Wall. I want to visit Sage Wall one of these days. Kimberly, I haven't gotten a chance to yet. It is nearby, but I got this kid that's, he's all expensive and shit. One of these days I'm going to hit Sage Wall. That will be done. But I don't know if I'm going to be super impressed. Like, that's the wrong way to put it. I don't know if I'm going to think that it might be man-made. I've seen some of the videos are very convincing. Some of them not so much and make me question. It's kind of like Yonaguni that way, where I see some of them are just like, holy fuck. And then other ones I see, I'm like, eh. So I will be going. That's for sure. As sure as anything I can say. But I'm planning to go, but I'm not sure how what I'll think after I see the stuff. We'll have to end it. I'll let you know. I promise. You running freight trains for Burlington Northern Santa Fe from Whitefish, Montana to Spokane, crossing the Idaho-Washington border is pretty funny. A sudden glare of green neon lit establishments. Yeah, from all the weed places. Yes, sirree, Bob. All right. Decky says, what really freaks me out is a pillowy look of the stones of the sexy women in Peru. It looks like someone laid bags of concrete and let them cure. Yeah, some of them are pretty interesting, the appearance to them. I'm not sure that, I'm not opposed to the idea of geopolymers and stuff, but it's something that I don't know that all of them exhibit that. Now, we can test for these things, so that's really where, like, the rubber meets the road on these sort of things. We can just go test and see if these were geopolymers or not. But fuck, I like the video that I was going to release today, if the universe hadn't this shit all over me, was about those tunnels underneath Cusco, right? And it's part of the problem is just like the video I made recently about the skulls in South America, the elongated skulls in Peru. It's so difficult because there's so much money changing hand and corruption and just backroom deals that it's really hard to suss something easily when you're looking into this shit. So maybe it was geopolymer, maybe it wasn't, but it's frustrating that it seems like it's hard to even get these tests done properly. Like, and archaeology in that part of the world is some of the least trustworthy, and I hate it. There is a variation in facial feature of stone cut at Sacsayhuaman. How do you mean, Shermanator? Sorry. There's no way they're going to cut granite of those proportions when you can just make super concrete. Oh, I mean, that's assuming if they knew how to make super concrete. You know, if they don't know, it's like, hey, I don't think we can make granite concrete. CIA interference, that's possible. I think a lot of it's just money, Kimberly. In all honesty, a lot of it's just, and let's be honest, like I recently covered a video, I recently covered the finding of codices of talking about like the founding of, I think Tiwanaku was one of the places. But these had been in the hands of like indigenous people for a long fucking time, man. And you know, when Cortez calls all of the Incas and says, hey, you guys come together, we're gonna like give us some codices, we'll put them on the shelves and archive them for you, and then he burns them all. The fucking stragglers, man, they hid that shit. So like these tunnels under Cusco, I would be hard pressed to believe that there's not all kinds of goofy shit that was stashed down there to hide from the Spanish hundreds of years ago. And those families that did that, you know, they're passing that down to their kids, and it's like one of the few things that people have left. Like up here in North America, we see the Native Americans frequently fighting with archaeologists for, you know, a small little bit of grave goods, right? Because it's all they've got left of their culture. And so it's not all they got left, but it's almost all they got left of their culture. It's all them exercising a little bit of power over their ancestors. It's a lot different than you would be if they had actual power and pull and stuff. They're doing the best that they can to maintain some cultural touchstone. So I think in South America, we're going to see a lot of the same as things continue for them to find more and more stuff. But I think that's been plaguing it all along, is that the natives just hid shit because they're like, fucking, why wouldn't they? I mean, there's a bunch of these occupiers fucking kill us and steal all of our shit, and I ain't fucking burn what they don't want. Fuck that. I couldn't imagine them not doing that. Tunnel under Cusco. Is this under Costco? Sorry, Charles. No, it's under Cusco. We're really free. Okay. I'm just making sure that I got all the way back to where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I don't think they had millions of people back then in Peru. They probably had a few, but not millions. Do you think that they use sound to levitate things? There's apparently manuscripts of men with trumpets surrounding stones to lift with sound. I think it's goofy. Well, I personally think the idea is scientifically possible on a hypothetical level, but the execution would be so hard. Like, it would take some devices, right? I mean, we would. Let's put it this way. If I saw somebody out there with some like a goofy speaker array, and they were able to pick up even a 50 ton or even a 50 pound rock, like with some speakers and shit, and like pick up a rock with it and move it around, that would go a long way. But to convincing me, but I can't. I that's one that, again, on a hypothetical level, sure, but actually executing it, it's like, I'm hard pressed to imagine that working. Frequency is, yeah, that's, you know, there's a lot of those kinds of things, and this is where it is. Well, even though I just expressed that skepticism, it's like, this is where this stuff does get interesting. If there might be an answer down those kinds of roads, and there might just be something else altogether different that's discovered by people fucking around with the frequencies and the different properties of these rocks and looking for different things, thinking outside the box and trying to solve the mystery. So anybody who acknowledges the mystery and is honest with the research they do is fine in my book, even if they're a little kooky, even if they're really kooky, as long as they're willing to admit when they get something wrong, or they're, and I don't mean admit it like, he was wrong and he said he was wrong and saved face. I mean admit when they're wrong, like you're trying to fucking advance knowledge. You say, oh man, okay, oops, I thought this was going to be red, it turned out to be blue. Anyway, here's where we're at now, boys. I nothing but respect for that, even if I disagree on almost everything else. Ooh, yeah. All right. Ohms are revered in India, and they have a wild ideas and imaginations. Om, that kind of om, not the. See, I see om, and I think electricity. Sorry. But yes, I get what you're saying there. I think they heat treated stones and melted them with somehow with solar furnaces. Nothing to back that, but solar furnaces can reach temperatures where stone can be melted. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know if that was if that has a lot to do with the stones that we see and that are used and stuff, but it is something that I could see, you know, possibly being done. It's not something I'd be opposed to them looking into. These are the kinds of things that, you know, are boring, but they're really not. I mean, these are the places to look. In my opinion, for the answers is outside the box, but not, you know, outside of, you know, the stuff that we know first, right? Let's keep it simple, stupid, right? As they were saying earlier. Oh, you know, we definitely hid stuff. Yeah. Hilohoma, are you, I assume I pronounced that wrong. I'm sure. Hilohahoma, are you a native in Peru, I'm assuming? I watched a great channel called Ancient Americas. Not sure if you know, Dan. They focus a lot on Central South America. Yeah, I watched them. They got the two A's for an avatar, if I remember right, like yellow, like piece of paper. So I don't watch them religiously, but I do watch them from time to time. They're decent. It may be goofy. I'll never say it's not true. Just goofy's over 100 men playing the G over the same 200 instruments. So, oh, yeah, Marty, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not opposed to these ideas. The thing, my opposition comes when we're talking about like the execution of something like that. I'm pretty skeptical. Opposition is the wrong word. I'm just pretty skeptical of that being pulled off when we can't do it with speakers and shit, right? Like, I mean, you know, I can spend, if somebody spends $20,000 on a sound system, right? They can make stuff that'll shatter windows across the town, but they're not able to pick up a rock and move it in any meaningful sense. So that's where that's kind of where I'm at with it. They do some cool shit with sound. So I'm not opposed to the idea. It's just, I don't think that any of the experimentation is anywhere close to demonstrating that yet. That's really the big one. From what we know now, it looks like they would have had to have like billions of people out there all chanting perfectly in order to just like move the thing a little bit. And even then, anyway, babble about that one as skeptically as I want to be, but I'm trying not to be a cynic about it. It's, you know, there's people that will look into that could potentially find something that I would find very interesting. You never can tell. It would require ultra low frequency in the sub 10 hertz range just to move objects. Higher frequencies would just bounce off. Okay, now that's fair. That is fair, but that gets into a whole other problem of like you're eliminating a whole shitload of people, because that low you're gonna have to have an instrument, right? You ain't having the church choir ain't out there singing the thing into place. Now they're having to use tools. So again, I'm not opposed to this stuff. I don't see it being a very effective means of getting stuff done compared to what we are, compared to some of the other hypotheses. But I'm not. I'd love to see more of it tried out. You drinking some shine there, Dan? No, I'm sorry, Ian. It's just tea. It's almost gone too. I'm probably gonna call it in about 12 more minutes, actually, because fuck, I gotta fucking try to sleep for 10 minutes before I got in the goddamn airplane. Although I'm enjoying talking to you guys, man. It's just these kinds of streams, the second time I've done that where I was just like, I will just babble and stuff. And I love this, man. You guys are great. I'm happy that the majority of my subscribers can handle people with differing opinions on their own. And usually my comments aren't full with people screaming and yelling at each other, but you guys will have polite disagreements. I mean, fuck, this is just, it's good. It's wholesome. God damn it. It's wholesome. And it makes me smile. I'm Shata from Louisiana. Oh, okay. Sorry. That's not who I was wrong. Oops. Streaming fun. Yeah, I think that's what we're having. Hallelujah. The live session brought to you by TikTok ban. Fucking. It's not the TikTok ban that's the problem. It's the goddamn fucking stupid CapCut ban. And man, that's frustrating. Oh man, is that frustrating? Because I'm so lucky. I just exported the Spanish translate the English subtitles for the video. It's like, had I not done that, I'd be kind of fucked because it uses AI to translate it, which is why I got something wrong, and that's how I caught it. I was like, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't look right on the screen, so let's go check on CapCut and see what the Spanish version says. And I can't get into CapCut. It's so sad. We're just here to learn, Dan, right along with you. Well, thanks, Homefront. Me too. I'm interested in mysteries, and I want to see them answered. Man, I don't think that's too crazy, is it? Whatever helps you travel, brother. Oh, well, thanks, Jake. Oh, I appreciate that. The steroid shot in my knee certainly isn't going to hurt in those regards. D-Dunking, I've been out of the loop for a while. Did that guy talk you into selling him the sign yet? No, he ain't never going to get my size. Man. Like if it's resonance, fine. How? If it's frequency, fine. How did the ancients manage to maintain the frequency required for long enough to move the rock? Yeah, it becomes pretty difficult. I mean, I'm not opposed to the things, but we starts getting pretty hard pressed to explain exactly how some of this stuff could have happened. I hope you do this more, Dan. Thanks, Aaron. I would like to. I enjoy this stuff very much. It's just a matter of time and whatnot. Like, just to give you an example. On Thursday, I found out that my son had a wrestling tournament Saturday. Normally, I upload on Sundays, right? So that kind of bone stuff up. That was almost the entire day Saturday. No, I'm leaving tomorrow, right, for a few hours for a plane. So a big chunk of my Saturday was gone. Then I'm running like a chicken with my head cut off during the tournament because his phone's quit. His phone wouldn't charge, but I was able to get it. But I was going to have to replace his phone because I'm about to leave town and I can't have my son without a fucking way for me to contact him while I'm all the way across the damn country. You don't get much further in the continental U.S. than Washington State and Florida. So I was running around and making it to his meets in between, by the way, and then go back home and lay down and take a short nap after getting him to his wrestling thing. And when I wake up and I go to like finish the script and I was getting ready to record just with the last little fine tuning things, I noticed the CapCut was disabled. So then it's like too late for me to fix anything. And so anyway, I run a lot. And then I got up today and did this stuff. I could bitch about this forever. I run hard and a lot, and I'm so tired. but I'm going to go to Florida, and it's going to be fun. And then the next week, I'm going to New York. And then the next week, I'm going somewhere else. We'll announce when that happens. But three all big podcasts coming up right in a row. I'm pretty happy as far as that goes. It's fucking crazy, man. You know, a year ago, I was just, I'd have been happy to have had any of these people just invite me to collaborate with them on any rudimentary way. Instead, I'm fucking getting flown out to their places and rubbing elbows with them. It's tremendous. And that really has a lot to do with you guys. You guys have made this possible. Again, like every YouTuber says it, man, my subscribers love it. But seriously, like the people that can handle opinions that they don't agree with, the people that are interested in mysteries and recognize that the answers are going to come from disparate sources and stuff. It's like most of my subscribers are going to be cut from a certain kind of cloth, and it's not the most commonly found. So I really do have a lot of appreciation for you guys. I love you guys a lot. For real. I honestly was blown away when this started working as well as it did, because I didn't think there was many of y'all out there as there are. Apparently there's fucking shitloads of you. That's great. Gives me hope, faith for humanity, to be honest with you. We got here. Don't ever apologize for putting your kid first. Oh no, I'm not. I'm just saying that's like, it kind of messed up my shit because I tried to, you know, have the things happen. Like my uploads come on Sundays. Right. And, I didn't know that his wrestling tournament was happening until Thursday. So like I have Friday to accommodate the extra day so that I can't work Sunday. Anyway, I've already bitched about that once. Let's not go over that again. Egypt has tonight forks from tiny to over man size. Tuning forks from tiny to over man size. I can believe that. Yeah. Atlantis has never existed. It was meant to be an allegory. Yeah, we've already discussed this and stuff. Okay. If he was using an allegory, why would he pick a place that didn't exist as opposed to just picking a place that did? Why would you, if you were going to make an allegory about the collapse of the West is falling, would you draw a parallel with Rome or would you draw the parallel with Harry Potter? Okay. Anyway. And that's exactly the kind of self of certainty that I was talking about early too. It's like, we know Plato believed. You fucking have no idea what Plato believed. You have no idea what was the common knowledge in Greece at the time as to whether or not people thought that there was a lost civilization or not. We don't know. So all these assertions, we know that it's just, okay, sure, whatever. Faith. Got to have faith. We have the Middle Earth nowadays, so yes. We live in Middle Earth, right? With the hobbits and all that. Yeah. Atlantis was said to be beyond the Pillars of Hercules. That is true. Ever heard of December Child by J.P. Harrington? It's about the Chumash oral narratives. No, I have not. I'll check that one out, though. I just love theories and ideas of the subject. We should approach it as a child and be open to anything because it could be anything. And I agree. There's nothing wrong with like using what we know before we walk into things and saying, well, you know, this stone doesn't tend to conduct electricity or catch on fire easily. So you can use those to kind of think about certain claims that might be made and be like, I don't know about all that, man. But going in there and say, if somebody says, I think that the pyramid was a place that made electricity, and you come in and you're like, well, no, it can't be because stones don't conduct electricity. You need to hear the motherfucker out before you start telling them that they're wrong. That's not complicated, right? But instead we get like, as Dr. Miano famously said, in my mind famously said, well, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, I hope you understand. It's like, no, I don't. I do not understand. I understand that's fucking lazy and not how science is done. What do we got here? Thanks again, Decky. We are here, brother. Man, I really do appreciate you. You've thrown a few bucks at me tonight, Decky, which I do really appreciate. Hello, aha, Homa says, I'm a pimp, dude. I appreciate that as well. Too much to lose from Plato's end if he was just inventing lies. Yes, I agree with that, Daniel. You know, as far as somebody's Lord of the Rings, okay, I thought it said liar. I was like, hey, what did I fucking lie about? At least say, like, you lied when you blah. I don't just say I'm a liar. Now, I really am happy to see so many of you here, even late at night like this, and everything got juggled into place, and this isn't like, my videos, I'm trying to make them more and more polished and more betterer. And this is, the opposite of that. So thank you so much. So very, very much. Great things come to great people for doing great work. You earned it, bud. You have the great work. Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate that, man. I'm glad that I got a chance to meet you, and I can't wait till we actually get a chance to sit down and chat and have a beer and all that. You know what's going to happen. Billy Carson flashbacks talking about obelisk power plant theory. Yeah. You need a good sleep, Dan. I'm not going to get much of one, but I am going to steal a few hours before I get on the plane, Charles. I have to be on the plane. It leaves at 5:10, so I'll have to get to the airport at like 2:30, 3, something like that. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of time to sleep, but I'll sleep a little bit. Pacific Islanders, ants, potatoes, and chickens share DNA with the Americas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's there's a few of them, the different tubers like that, and I'm drawing a blank. I've got a video on it that I'll put in the description, but I talked about Easter Island not too terribly long ago, and there was a handful of things that they had. Ginger was one of the big ones, to me anyway. Have a good night, Dan. Thanks, Mike. You have a good night too. I am about to call it an evening here. How does archaeology enable theft? Well, if you go dig this stuff up and you lock it up and make it where it's now known that there's good stuff there. We found it. And, I covered this thing in the whole, with the skulls. When I talked about the elongated skulls, they, you have somebody that's above reproach sitting in a room alone with all this stuff. And he opens 54 bundles and records the contents of 6. He didn't even record the numbers of the other 48 that he opened. So this is clear. I mean, that's how you fuck. They just steal the shit because they got their hands on it and they're the ones that are supposed to be doing it. It's the same. It's like asking, how does tax collecting enable theft? I didn't know how to answer that. Be safe. Enjoy the flight. Thanks, Marty. I appreciate it. Have a good flight. A nice day. Herodotus was father of history. Decky, one more there, too. What'd you say there? Mario Build Reps. YouTube is great. Mario Build Reps. Okay, I'll check them out. Thank you. Mario Build Reps. Don't forget to get some damn rest, Dan. Good night. Thanks, Draco. I am definitely going to try. Safe travels. Thanks, Leo. Y'all be safe. Have fun. Whoops, fauna. What'd you say before I earn? Okay. How about the DNA and flora and fauna? Yeah, we were just talking about that. So, are you intrigued with the idea of bringing back extinct? I say it's kind of interesting, Dylan, but I think that's like we won't know for sure if that's like really it's just be kind of sort of ish that way, like when they did the aurochs and stuff in the past, in the tar pan. It's cool, but we don't know for sure. How did America get burial bags from South America? A little archaeologist needs money, and Rockefellers gave it to him. Exactly. The impromptu victory of presentation, or rather the appearance of casualness, is one of the great things about you. Don't push it up too much. Well, thanks, Christopher. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to make sure that, like, I've got there's parts when I spit out hard data, and I want to make sure that it's well-researched and written in a way that's not boring as fuck, right? Anybody could do the old Bill Stye thing, Ben Stye thing, but it'd be boring. Oh, bring back the dodo and call it the redo. You're killing me now, killing. Don't let the TSA feel you up too much. Are you kidding me, man? I always, like, stash stuff right next to my junk, and then I get in the line with the biggest, ugliest, fattest dude there, and I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going? Want a hot dog for lunch? Because you're fixing to get one. And that is how I got put on the no-fly list. Ba-dunch. Anyway, definitely looking forward to that beers. I'll be a cosmic. If we can't do it sooner, how are you to that? Heathen says they should be bringing back the giant horse and eliminate the crane. Ha, 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 says Aaron. All right. Okay. Mike, thank you. Draco, thank you. Okay. I have to call it a night so I can get a little rest before tomorrow. Thank you all so much once again. I appreciate the support. Thanks for throwing the monies at me. I really appreciate that. That is always very, 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 very helpful. And I appreciate the intelligent questions, and it's always fun, the well-wishing and stuff. And you guys have a great night, and I will talk to you soon. And I do have a video coming. It probably won't be out for a few days because I'm fucking hopping off plenty of shit, but hallelujah. You guys have a great evening. Thank you so very much. We'll see you soon.